This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've all had this happen, right? You're on your cell phone talking to somebody and the signal is terrible. Whatever's being said is garbled or breaking up, and maybe even eventually the call just drops. If you think this has been happening more of late, it has. Alana Samuels is chief economic correspondent at Time Magazine, writing most recently about our cell phone troubles. Alana, good to have you back on again.
Thanks for having me.
So as I said in the introduction, we've all had this feeling when you're on a call and it goes away or you can't actually get a call made on your cell phone. Why is this getting worse?
Isn't that so frustrating?
Yeah.
There's kind of the easy answer and the hard answer. The easy answer is basically that we're just using a lot more data, and that has to travel over these electromagnetic waves, and we're all kind of competing for space on those waves. That's kind of the easy answer.
Okay, give me the hard answer. I'm a little afraid.
The hard answer is a little bit wonky, but basically there are all these frequencies on these waves. So there's kind of high frequency waves and low frequency waves. And the low and mid band on the waves, it can go really far. So think about how your AM radio, you can probably hear it in another state. But that's all taken up. That's really crowded. And so carriers are buying this high band spectrum, and it just is not very good about getting around windows or walls. I actually had a Verizon person tell me that sitting in front of a window was actually not good for my reception. So as carriers are going to these higher band spectrums, the signal is having a harder time finding you if you're inside a building or on the other side of a mountain or really anywhere that is not the Great Plains.
It also happens, as you say in this piece, it happens in the middle of Midtown Manhattan, and it happens like out in the countryside too.
Yeah, that's kind of what made me do the story. Is our offices are right in the middle of Midtown Manhattan. You can't really get any more central, and you cannot make a cell phone call if you're off Wi-Fi. I guess that's one other thing to bring up, is if your listeners have Wi-Fi in their homes, that could be one way to get better cell reception in their homes.
All right, so look, this is not going to get any better because we're all getting more devices. The spectrum that's available is not growing because physics. What are cell phone companies and by extension all the rest of us going to do?
Really, the only solution is to build more cell phone towers. Hmm. And that's not even really a solution because nobody really wants a cell phone tower in their backyard or in their kid's school or really anywhere. But it's really the only way forward. So that's kind of what we're going to have to see unless we're willing to put up with worse reception, which I have a feeling most people are not willing to do that.
Yeah. The catch, of course, with building more cell phone towers is that it's capital investment. I mean, yes, they'll improve customer service, but they're going to have to spend a lot of money to do that, right?
That's right. And this is kind of why a lot of analysts have some doubts about wireless companies right now. They already spent a ton of money buying spectrum. So Verizon was forced to spend like $50 billion on mid-band spectrum in 2021. And so they're already spending a lot of money on spectrum. The idea of spending even more money on cell phone towers is not going to make analysts very happy.
Right. Is there one company that is worse than any others? I mean, without, you know, calling them out. Let's call them out.
Well, this is a very tricky question because they will get very angry at me. But there are a lot of studies that show that T-Mobile actually has the best low and mid-band spectrum. And OpenSignal, which is a mobile measurement app, gives them pretty big ratings. But if you say that to Verizon or AT&T, they will bite your head off. So let's just say OpenSignal says that and I didn't say it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Noting the data source. Alana Samuels at Time Magazine. Cell phone customer, too. Alana, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.